is getting higher prices from the rest of the states on fuel. And what we're trying to get is fair for everybody. We're trying to, you're paying higher fuel price, we're paying high fuel price, but is what we getting all wages for living.
So in other words, there's not a, you guys have to make your deal with each shipping company on your own. There's no like collective way to come to prices.
Yeah, each company have a different rates, you know. But the point is, no matter what the rate is too low, and the prices are, or the or expenses are too high. It's big difference. It's nothing even, you know. We 3 or 4 years ago, we used to be paying $80 for registration every month. And now we're paying 150. Increase is 100%, more than 100%. The fuel prices, let's see, 3 or 4 years ago, we used to be paying $1.25, and now we're paying $2.50. Mm-hmm. It's a double. All rates stay the same since 12 years. They never get increased. We get decreased. They decrease our wages because they cut what we already earn. We getting paid for wedding time. We don't get paid anymore because when you get to the harbor, you have to wait 3 or 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours. And the rum is costing you they're paying you $60 or $70. You cannot make living driving a truck, at least your driver license, go to the traffic for $70 in 5 hours. We don't make really, really fair living. Is what the main point is about all those guys.
Well, Ernie, what are you guys doing? What's the plan?
The plan is try to get organization, try to get somebody to go forward, to have all voice on everywhere. Maybe with the government, maybe with the Mr. President, they can reach this guy, and he's gonna be all voice. Is what we're trying to do now. Maybe we're gonna get a better and fair living from now on, because now we're losing everything. We're losing. We cannot buy a tires because the tires even going double, 100% more what it used to be. Because we don't know where it's coming from, but what we know is affecting us, affecting all families, affecting to everybody. Even you get affected because you pay more money for your fuel. And we're getting hit very hard because we have to leave. We don't have no way to run because we cannot go to work somebody else. Mm-hmm. For somebody else to get maybe two minimum wages. We already have our lives on this industry. We cannot run out. We have to go front, and we have to try to go cover the problem, or maybe solve the problem if we can, as soon as we can.
Standing here today, it looks like you guys are starting to present a unified face. Is there going to be an organization that's developed to deal with shipping companies?
The deal with shipping companies is another matter. What we're trying to deal is with our lives, try to get better life and a fair life. You know, fair means too many things, but the main point is everybody trying to get, work where he can live.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost it. We cannot work. The cost of the fuel is going to be like $4 or maybe more dollar from now on, and maybe $3.50. We're going to stop the truck because we cannot pay those amounts.
Okay, so you guys are basically just looking for the shippers to do the right thing.
It's not really the shippers. It's the
shippers, trucking companies.
Yeah, no, not the trucking companies. It's everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, no, it's just one guy. I cannot point shippers, companies, states. It's all, everybody is taking bite for you.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's taking. The company's taking bite because they don't want to increase. Mm-hmm. They want to give you 2%. Mm-hmm. You make $100, they're going to give you $2 more. This is not make sense. Doesn't make no sense.
Hamburger.
Yeah, they're going to give, okay, you haven't it. Okay, say, go buy a hamburger, like you say. But the thing is, we don't want to be the people who's going to be blamed for those things. Why, we want to be the people who's going to get a better life, or at least fair, because we don't got no profits now. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be rich. The only thing we want to do is get for a living.
Yeah.
We got to make a living. We cannot make no living with the things running like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're running backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
We working on red.
All the time.
All the time, because it's too much increase.
Yeah.
The government is taking bite.
Sure.
The shipping companies is taking bite from you. And we don't make no moves. We're gonna leave you only on bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's taking you. Everything from you.
How many truckers are we talking about here at the harbor?
Maybe 12,000 or 13,000 truckers. But not everybody is agree with us with what we trying to reach. You know, with the point we're trying to reach. They working because the company offering to them like. If they pay $60 for a move, they're gonna pay the double. They're gonna earn the double for 1 or 2 days. But what gonna happen with the next years forward?
Yeah,
it's gonna be the same thing. They're gonna be getting cheaper prices,
mm-hmm.
increasing fuel, increasing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay